Welcome to Cyber IQ, your weekly briefing on critical regulatory intelligence. I'm Alex.
And I'm Sarah. This week, we're diving into major shifts in AI governance, pressing cybersecurity deadlines, and crucial updates from medical device manufacturers.
From the EU AIOps new timelines to urgent CMMC certification needs and the immediate EU DAMED mandate, there's a lot to cover.
We'll break down what you need to know and what actions to take right now. Stay tuned for actionable insights.
Sarah, let's kick off with the EU AI Act. We heard about the AI Omnibus Agreement. What does this mean for the compliance deadlines everyone has been tracking?
Alex, this is a big one. The Provisional Political Agreement, reached on May 7th, does push back some major deadlines, but it's crucial to understand which ones. It's not a general pause.
So what high-risk AI systems are getting more time?
Systems classified as high risk under Annex 3, like AI used in biometrics, education, or critical infrastructure, now have until December 2, 2027. That's a shift from the original August 2026.
And what about AI embedded in regulated products, like medical devices?
For high-risk AI embedded in Annex 1 regulated products, such as medical devices or vehicles, the deadline is extended even further, to August 2, 2028.
That sounds like a significant reprieve, but you mentioned not everything has shifted. What obligations are still fixed for August 2, 2026?
That's the critical part. Obligations for General Purpose AI, or GPAI, and the Article 50 transparency requirements remain firmly set for August 2, 2026. This means if you use or deploy a GPAI model with EU users, or any interactive AI system subject to Article 50, that clock has not changed.
So entities might mistakenly think they have more time across the board.
Exactly. Interpreting the omnibus as a blanket delay is a risk. Organizations need to prioritize GPAI documentation and Article 50 transparency work now. There's even a consultation on Article 50 transparency guidelines closing June 3rd, which is a key opportunity for input.
So the message is clear. Check your AI systems, understand their classification, and verify which deadlines apply to you, especially for GPAI and transparency.
Absolutely. The compliance risk isn't a reprieve. It's a divergence in timelines that require careful attention.
Moving from AI to cybersecurity, June 30th marks a significant date for NIS2 compliance. Sarah, what's on the horizon for European entities?
June 30th is the European Commission's first mandatory NIS2 audit deadline. This is not a drill. Enforcement is already active in several member states.
What are the potential consequences for non-compliance?
Essential entities could face fines up to 10 million euros, or 2% of their global turnover. Important entities are looking at up to 7 million euros, or 1.4%. These are substantial penalties.
Which countries are leading the charge on enforcement?
Germany, France, and the Netherlands are already actively enforcing. Germany's BSI alone issued 47 formal notices in the fourth quarter of 2025. This shows the seriousness.
So, what should organizations be doing right now with only 33 days left?
The first step is to confirm your NIS2 entity classification. Are you an essential or an important entity? This dictates your obligations.
And beyond classification?
You must validate that your incident reporting meets the strict timeline, specifically the initial notification within 24 hours. Many organizations struggle with this speed.
And finally, registration?
Yes. Ensure you are registered with your national competent authority. Failure to do so could lead to immediate non-compliance. These are critical actions with a very tight deadline.
So classify, validate incident reporting, and register. No time to lose for NIS2.
That's right. The audit clock is ticking, and regulators are ready to act.
Let's shift to the U.S. defense sector. CMMC Phase 2 is looming, and the numbers from the briefing are quite stark, Sarah. What's the situation?
Alex, it's concerning. Only about 1.4% of required DoD contractors have completed CMMC Level 2 certification. We're talking about 1,042 out of 76,598 organizations.
That's a tiny fraction. What's the deadline for these certifications?
Mandatory C3PAO assessments begin on November 10th. That leaves just 166 days.
With so few certified, I imagine there's a bottleneck for assessments.
Absolutely. C3PAO assessment backlogs are running between 6 to 12 months. This means if you haven't started the process, you're already at significant risk of missing that November 10th deadline.
So what's the immediate action item for these contractors?
The most critical step is to contact a C3PAO for a readiness assessment immediately. Waiting longer will only exacerbate the problem.
And beyond the direct assessment, what else should they consider?
They need to audit their cloud environments thoroughly. Also, review their subcontractor chain for inherited controlled unclassified information, or CUI, handling obligations.
So it's not just about their own systems, but their entire supply chain's security posture.
Precisely. CMMC is about securing the entire defense industrial base. Any weak link can compromise CUI. The urgency cannot be overstated.
Contact a C3PAO now, audit cloud, and check your supply chain. That's the takeaway for CMMC Phase 2.
Correct. The window for compliance is rapidly closing.
From defense to healthcare, the EU medical device landscape has a major change happening today. Sarah, tell us about Udamed.
Alex, Udamed, the EU medical device database, is mandatory as of today, May 28th. This is a critical date for anyone involved with medical devices in the EU.
What exactly does mandatory mean here? What's the immediate impact?
It means that if you are placing any new medical device on the market, you must have your single registration number, or SRN, live and your device records in the UDI module. Without it, you cannot legally place new devices on the market.
So this isn't a future deadline. It's effective immediately.
That's right. Compliance began today. There's no grace period for new devices.
What about devices that are already on the market, or legacy devices, as they're often called?
For legacy devices, there's a bit more time. The deadline for them to be registered in EU DAMID is November 28th.
So manufacturers need to manage two distinct timelines.
Exactly. New devices are an immediate priority, requiring SRN registration and UDI module entry today. Legacy devices have until November.
What's the risk if a manufacturer doesn't comply?
Non-compliance can lead to devices being pulled from the market or prevented from being introduced, impacting patient access and business operations significantly. It's a fundamental requirement for market access.
So verify SRN registration and ensure new device records are live in UDI today. For legacy devices, start planning for November 28th.
That's the essential action plan for EU DEMID.
We started with the EU AI Act, but AI regulation is a global story. Sarah, we're seeing some very different approaches emerge this week.
We certainly are, Alex. It highlights the fragmented and rapidly evolving nature of AI governance worldwide.
Let's start with the US. Colorado just scrapped its AI law. What happened there?
Governor Polis signed SB 26189 on May 14th. This replaces the previous law, SB 24205, which had a risk management framework. The new